Cam continues to strive for excellence as head coach Barry Bauer has continued to coach his athletes that the game is not about wins and losses. That is coming from a coach whose team is currently 4-0 on the season and continues to improve on the field in each and every game.
To be honest with you, I think it's just a process. That's what we do. We try to get better every single day, you know, because you're never, ever going to be perfect. I think the only person that is perfect in this world was the good Lord above. And we just go ahead and try to, you know, strive for that excellence. If you strive for perfection, you're going to reach excellence. And, you know, that's whether it's footwork, whether it's hand placements, whether it's schematic or just even the mental part of the game, that's teaching. And I was always taught one time, and I got this from Mike Prefer, who was a special teams coordinator for the Vikings when I was coaching up there and been a long time NFL coach. He just said, you know what? Teaching is coaching. Coaching is teaching. And that's what you have to do every single day. I don't care whether it's the outside world or it's on the football field or practice or whatever. You always got to be teaching. And I think that's what we've tried to take great pride in. It's not about the wins and the losses. For us, it's about can we be better football players? Can we be better people, you know, at the end of the day? And that's what I've always tried to do.
The defensive assignments have been impressive, to say the least. Cam allowed Coon Rapids Bear to under 100 yards in their last game, as they have understood where they fit defensively. Overall, the Cougars have only allowed 44 points in four games, which averages to 11 points a game. With the process, Cam has continued to have their athletes go into every game on the exact same page.
Well, and that's very difficult to do, especially in the 8-man game when it's so wide open. And I've just been very, very proud of our kids from the standpoint of understanding where their fits are defensively. They're running to the football, they're gang tackling, they're taking advantage of some open spots that offenses give us. I think we're doing a really good job of understanding, you know, where our zone principles are. We're understanding that if we are going to bring some pressure, where the weak parts are or where their hot reads are, type of aspect, and just understanding where the pressure's coming from so we don't get over zealous, you know, on some things. And so I think just to understand philosophy, because we've been running this for a very, very long time. And with the process, it's almost just like, okay, this is what we're doing. But then you can play free. You know, you're not having to think. And I think when you wipe the thinking out of athletes, then they can be more free to make plays. And that's exactly how we want to make this for our kiddos, and just to make sure that everybody is on the exact same page. So I think that's probably the determination there.
Chase Speaker has been hauling in the yards as he had 5 touchdowns in their last game. The junior passed for 198 yards and 3 touchdowns, while rushing for 68 yards and 2 touchdowns. Cam has scored a total of 250 points this season, which averages out to 62.5 points per game. They are outscoring their opponents 250-44 overall, and that is from the blocking on the outside and on the offensive line that leads to touchdowns.
The trust and belief with the guys up front, but then also our skill players in the backside. I think we've got some really good depth regarding our interior guys. But what I'm most proud about it is we lost all of our interior from a year ago, and everybody is brand new. And I think that they have just kind of passed the torch there a little bit, just say, okay, what can we do now? And they have done a really, really good job of playing together. They've done a really good job of communicating. You know, where different defenses line up. I know that we're going to be playing a very, very difficult defense in Xyra Elkhorn this week, just because of what they try to do with their 5-man front. They're going to try to bring some pressure, you know, with their outside guys and really stop the dynamic. And so, you know, we've got to make sure that we prepare for that, and we've got to make sure that we counteract with some of that stuff. So I think it's just a trust and a belief to make the system run. And you know, we've had teams that have loaded up with 8 in the box and we can still run the ball. So I think that's just, you know, a trust and belief in the system and a trust and belief with each other.
This week, the Cougars will be taking on Xyra EHK as the Spartans are coming off a 62-32 win over Sydney in week 4. They were without starting quarterback Jamison Kilworth, but Quentin Wyatt was able to fill his shoes with 54 passing yards and a touchdown. The running game stepped up, as Xyra EHK relied on 7 different rushers in the last game. Head coach Barry Bauer has been impressed by the Spartans, and their utilization of all their athletes.
Well, I think that's where you just got to understand where your fits and your responsibilities are. You know, they do a really good job of spreading that stuff out. They're really good up front, you know, with Easton Nelson, Josh Nelson, and their center. And they do, I mean, they're big. And that's one of the things is we've got to make sure that we stay gap sound. You know, with Jameson, he's such a dual threat kid that, you know, we've got to make sure that we stay in our lanes and, you know, just be disciplined on our side. You know, and then when you add in the likes of Alex Hansen and, you know, Cash on the outside and things like that, you know, even with Cannon Hansen. I mean, it's a great 1-2 punch that they have. And we've just got to make sure that we stay gap sound and understand where people are at and tackle very well. So very impressive. I really enjoy watching them on film.
Cam is currently ranked number 3 in Iowa in 8-man play. And that is due to their adaptability and their humility on the field. They are taking things one step at a time, which has led to their success in practice, which translates to the field in games.
Well, I don't think they get themselves a hot head because we try to bring them back down to reality. And if everybody knows who Barry Bauer is, Zach, I think they understand that it's not going to happen that way. Because number one is you focus every single week. What we've done up to this point is in the past. You know, you can never, ever look to the past. You're only going to look forward to what is today. And if you just go ahead and win today, then that's going to lead you to tomorrow. And then you got to focus in on tomorrow and then the next day and then the next day. You cannot ever look ahead with anything because number one is you don't know what's going to happen. And you got to take care of what's going on in the now before you can go ahead and look forward to the future. Because if you don't, then you're going to find yourself in trouble and it's going to make it harder for you. And that's what we tried to do. You know what? We don't sweat the small stuff. You know, just because of my stature, you don't sweat the small stuff. Because just like anything else, we had weather yesterday. Mm-hmm. You know, we had weather this morning. You know, I don't care. You're going to go in with it with a positive attitude, and we're going to get some work done. And we got a lot of work done. You know, that's where I talk about the mental piece of this game is just the mental aspect. And, you know, and I think the kids have really done a nice job, and they do a nice job of being adaptable, and that's what we have done.
Cam will travel to Exira EHK to take on the Spartans in Exira EHK's homecoming game. I'm Zach Collins reporting.